Well, hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, February 9th. Happy Missions Monday. Today we pray alongside Oleg Turlock and the Turlock Mission. Oleg and his wife Natasha serve the countries of the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe by sharing the good news of the gospel in word and in deed. Oleg is a dear friend of mine. He accompanied several of us years ago on a mission trip to the Ukraine. The Turlocks specifically look for ways to support the persecuted church. They offer refugee assistance and minister to children with disabilities and also those who are victims of trafficking. Over the Christmas holidays, the Turlocks were able to provide Christmas gifts to Ukrainian refugees' families, and they ministered to Ukrainian personnel on the front lines of Western Ukraine. If you'd like to learn more about Oleg, you can get in contact with Sarah Newell and also Mark Rector, who is on staff at the church. As is our normal practice, we are continuing on in the book of Romans. Today we're going to be reading chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. And the title in my Bible says, An Illustration from Marriage. I'm going to be reading this week from the Christian Standard Bible. I specifically have a women's study Bible that I'm reading from. Recently, I went to a launch party for this specific Bible, and I was so challenged and encouraged by the women who have written for this Bible, this study Bible, how they prayed over the process and really set out to write commentary that would be edifying and also help people who are students of the Bible to understand it more clearly. Romans 7, 1 through 6. Since I am speaking to those who know the law, brothers and sisters, don't you know that the law rules over someone as long as he lives? For example, a married woman is legally bound to her husband while he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law regarding the husband. So then, if she is married to another man while her husband is living, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law. Then, if she is married to another man, she is not an adulteress. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you also were put to death in relation to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another. You belong to Him who was raised from the dead in order that we may bear fruit for God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions aroused through the law were working in us to bear fruit for death. But now we have been released from the law, since we have died to what held us, so that we may serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the old letter of the law. Here, Paul is using an illustration from marriage to talk about law and then salvation and grace. The study Bible says this, there's an overall clarification here of the doctrine of sanctification. Paul's point is to highlight the binding function of the law. In marriage, the relationship between a person and the law is terminated in the event that one spouse dies. Paul applies the illustration by declaring that believers who are crucified with Christ are at once partakers of this divine deliverance from the condemnation and curse of the law, and are free to experience a new way of life lived in the Spirit. When we have died with Christ, we belong to Him, and it's as if we are married to Him, and we obey God in order to please Him, and we don't have to live in fear, bound by the law anymore. Our reading from the Psalms today is Psalm 30, Joy in the Morning. A psalm, a dedication song for the house of David. I will exalt you, Lord, because you have lifted me up and have not allowed my enemies to triumph over me. Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. Lord, you brought me up from Sheol. You spared me from among those going down to the pit. Sing to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor a lifetime. Weeping may stay overnight, but there is joy in the morning. When I was secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you showed your favor, you made me stand like a strong mountain. When you hid your face, I was terrified. Lord, I called to you. I sought favor from my Lord. What gain is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your truth? Lord, listen and be gracious to me. Lord, be my helper. You turned my lament into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, so that I can sing to you and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let's reflect for a moment on a time when the Lord turned our lament into dancing, when he removed our shame or our sackcloth and he clothed us with gladness. When was that moment? How did the Lord intervene? What has he done? Lord, help us to be aware of your goodness, the ways where you are working and have worked in our lives. In these moments, when we wonder if you're going to work in the future, help us to be mindful that you are listening. We pray for Natasha and Oleg Turlock and their ministry, and we pray for Ukrainian refugees. Lord, help us to keep proper perspective and to be the kind of people who reach out to others, wanting them to know Jesus as Lord. We claim verse 10 today, Lord, that you are listening to us, and we pray that you would be gracious to us and that you would be our helper through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.